Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Tuesday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio here. Carl is on his way in. As you know, it is the 11th, which is 11-11-2025. This is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Some places are closed, but we really felt, as we search our hearts, how important it was to be here today to applaud and thank our veterans. Just a quick note, last night was the Marine Corps Ball, sold out, 250th Marine Corps Ball last night at Wind River. It was a beautiful night. We had a keynote speaker, George Rivers, who came in from Las Vegas. He was wonderful. Jefferson Bagpipes, just a wonderful night that was felt by all. We had the oldest Marine, who was 100 years old, and the newest, youngest Marine, who just graduated from Foothill High at 18 years old. Always take the cake, and it's a very traditional, a very symbolic evening. And Carl, of course, you know, for the last 4 months, I don't know, and the Shasta Marines have been putting this thing on, and they did a beautiful job. Like, again, you know, hats off, and as they would say, oorah. So happy Veterans Day, everybody. I want to give you a quick update. I'm here with some of my favorite people because I love Turtle Bay. You know, Turtle Bay is amazing, and I've been able to be here in Reading on this radio station 16 years, our radio station, but in Reading for 18 years or 19 years, and watch Turtle Bay grow, watch you know, all of the wonderful things that they do, and the people who are involved are just amazing. Their hearts are totally into it. But let's go to the weather really fast. Today it's going to be around 74. If you look outside, it is a beautiful morning though, 54, with increasing clouds tonight. Wednesday is going to call for slight chance of showers with 65. Wednesday night, overlows of 54. Thursday calls for 59. Friday, chance of showers then throughout the rest of the week, 57 on Friday. Saturday, 67. Mostly sunny. It looks like the clouds may be coming up with 67 on Saturday, and then on Sunday we have chance of showers, mostly cloudy with around 58. Great time to get outside and hike with your dogs and ride your horse or do whatever. You know, it's not kind of the weather that you want to stay in. So go out and enjoy yourself. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family. Chuck and Judy were there last night. The Kinneys, they do such a wonderful job in celebrating veterans. It's a veteran-owned company, and what they do for our community, they do a lot of angel work behind the scenes that you don't know about, but three generations strong, and that's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. And a common theme you'll hear here on KCNR, because we are a veteran-owned business, is that we have a lot of companies that are veteran-owned. You know, to have small private businesses is a really hard thing. And you think of what veterans have done to serve our country. They want to also serve and put back into our community. And I think that was a highlighting factor of last night, what you heard, a common stream throughout the night about serving your community, serving your families, serving one another. So I thank that. And today, just before we start with our Turtle Bay, people who are really the heart of Turtle Bay, is that today all veterans can go to the museum for free. So we love the fact that you celebrate our veterans as well. So with us this morning, let's get right to it. We've got Seth Magaha. Let's introduce yourselves, tell you what who's in the studio.
Great. Well, yeah, my name's Seth. I'm the director of marketing at Turtle Bay. I've been working there for about 8 years. It's an honor and a privilege to represent the park on all of our channels. We have a great team of marketing professionals who really showcase what we offer year-round. Right now is a really special time with Garden of Lights, but we have things going on all, you know, spring, summer, fall. But, yeah, I'm just really happy to be here to talk about Garden of Lights and what else we have going on.
And also in the studio,
Hi, I'm Catherine Hunt, and I've worked for Turtle Bay for a little over a year now, and I'm the marketing coordinator, and I just feel very privileged to be able to tell everybody about the awesome things that Turtle Bay has going on.
So, Catherine, before you join Turtle Bay, I like to dig back a little bit about what brought you to Turtle Bay. What did you do before?
I worked at the City of Reading in their marketing department talking about all the great programs that the city did with Reading Recreation. So that's all the youth program.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And so you guys are always doing outreach as well for Turtle Bay, and that's what makes a great community museum and the Garden of Lights with 10 acres. I don't think I knew, guys, that it was 10 acres. I mean, we walk around it, but it doesn't feel like that when we go into the Garden of Light.
No, it doesn't.
I don't even know if you do like a, you know, pedometer or whatever it is when you do your steps, that you would ever feel like you were doing that. But, Seth, let's dive right into, tickets are on sale. We have some of the igloos sold out. Let's talk about the train. Let's talk about some new things. And also, we want to tell everybody in this morning show that you have gotten into the top 10 in the Reader's Choice for USA Today, as far as, a botanical garden holiday lights. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we're in our sixth year of Reading Garden of Lights. We opened in 2020, and ever since then, it's been a really big hit with the community. We get a lot of travelers coming from out of town. About 60% of the tickets are sold locally, but 40% are from out of the region. So really, Reading Garden of Lights was meant to be a tourism attraction for our community, and it really has fulfilled all of that each year. This year, we're looking at the same thing, big numbers coming in. Tourism and all that. So we're excited to be a magnet for the community, to, you know, everyone gathering at the Sundial Bridge and the gardens, the museum, and Reading Garden of Lights just brings it to that next level. But yeah, we have, like you said, 10 acres. The whole campus is 300 acres. So it's really just like a small part of our campus, but it's really condensed with, 2 million lights, or over 2 million lights. And this year, we added a train ride in the, show. It's an extra ticket. But when you get there, you can buy tickets for it. It takes you through a special route in the gardens, and there's some special displays along the way that kind of make it a different experience than the rest of the show. So that's kind of what we're adding this year. We like to add something new every year. But there's, you know, there's the glowing swings, there's the model train town, there's food and beverages, throughout. And it's just a really special holiday light show. There's really nothing else like it. Of course, there's other light shows throughout the country, but we are the only ones. They have the Sundial Bridge. We're in a beautiful botanical garden setting. It's a unique thing. So,
and usually rain or shine. And so, Catherine, maybe you can share with our listeners too. If people have a hard time walking, you do have complimentary wheelchairs and,
yes, so you can get a wheelchair at the front desk if you need to. You just leave an ID and return it at the end of the night, and that's great for our guests who have difficulty walking.
And also, I think I heard you also have carriages for children.
I believe a lot of people bring their own carriages.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's really popular. We see it every night. We, at this time, only offer the wheelchairs, but,
okay,
but we encourage people to bring those carriages because it makes, you know, walking around with kids a lot easier.
Okay.
And the paths throughout the garden are wheelchair and carriage accessible.
Yes, they are. And, from what I recall is that, you have added benches. So there's, let's just say you have a hard time, but there's not, we talked about this before. What's on the path? There's a certain kind of, just what's on the path?
I believe it's called DG, which is decomposed granite, and it packs really well. We do our best to make it really great even when it's raining. There are some challenges along the way. It is a botanical garden, and we do get some rain throughout the season, but we have a great team that's taking care of the gardens year round, and this is a big focus for them to make those paths as smooth as possible.
Well, my experience is that we went in the rain a couple times, and there were no potholes. So it's very well groomed. So you can bring, you know, your grandparents or your parents, or like you said, if somebody's in a wheelchair, it's very friendly.
And there's benches along the way, so we encourage guests to sit down when they need. Even if you don't need a wheelchair, just sit down and enjoy the lights. It's just beautiful.
Well, we do have to take a break. This is KCNR. Didn't even do any announcements this morning. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, Free Fire Radio, with Carl and Linda Bach. Carl's on his way in. Happy Veterans Day. You can always call in too if you have any questions or comments. I am going to be giving a ticket away. I call them the golden ticket, because when you get these tickets, it's good for any night, except for New Year's Eve. But give us a call at 530-605-4567, the hotline. We're here with Turtle Bay Garden of Lights. It's coming up, the 6th annual, 2 million lights. More details when we get back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op. Where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is love? Baby,
Welcome back. Good morning. How are you today? It's a fabulous day here on KCNR. Let's see, it's Veterans Day. So we wanted to make sure we came in today and shout out love to all of our veterans and all those people who have served our country. Looks like we're going to have around 74 today. We're here with, I want to say, the cast. Part of the cast of Garden of Lights. We've been talking about, trying to give, well, I did say we were going to give tickets away and then the phone rang. It's working. I don't know what's going on, but do call back at 530-605-4567. I'm going to give away two tickets right now. These are good any night. Except for New Year's Eve. And it opens on November 21st. So when we come back, hey, you guys, thanks for being with me this morning. And let's talk about not only 2 million lights, but we've got a couple of things. Extended days.
Yeah, so this year we are open on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. And we did that because we feel like those are the, you know, important family days and people are in town and we feel like that's going to be opening up for like opportunities to come and see the light mm-hmm. show. Years past we've been closed those days, so we're trying that out this year, seeing how it goes. Typically we're open Wednesday through Sunday, but you can go online at turtlebay.org. It'll take you to Reading Garden of Lights and you can see a calendar that shows all of our open, public nights. Typically, Mondays and Tuesdays are like buyout nights for private groups, and then Wednesday through Sundays are typically the nights that we're open.
Well, but, and you also have ticket upgrades. Let's talk about these flex tickets, premium packages, private igloos.
Yes, so the flex tickets are really great because if you get them, and our tickets are for certain days, and if you get one and you think the weather's not good or something comes up, you can always call our guest services office and change the day that you go on. There's also the premium ticket package, which is another really cool upgrade where you actually get access to a VIP parking lot as well as access to our west gate entrance. So you don't have to walk across the Sundial Bridge if you don't want to. And you get some really cool goodies, including 3D glasses, a mug, and some other cool things in there.
And the igloos are really a very big hot-selling item, meaning they are can take up to eight?
Yes.
Eight people, which is once you purchase renting of the igloo, you have it for the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have four of them, and they're right immersed in the light show. And so you get your private igloo for the night up for up to eight people. It also includes pizza and drinks and a gift. So it's a special way, like a lot of people do it for anniversaries or birthdays or just getting together with family and friends. It's just like a really popular way to experience the show.
And it's really cool because you get it for the whole night, so you can go out and explore the lights, and you can come back to your igloo and get warm because it's a heated igloo.
Oh, yes. And it, great, and yeah. I just love it. And you've got the fire going outside, and you get table-side service. They'll bring you the pizza, and you can have unlimited hot chocolate, unlimited cider, which is just amazing. It's such a great gathering of, it could be very romantic with couples. If you wanted to, I mean, we have a lot of engagements that happen, mm-hmm. During Garden of Lights, don't we? And special little, niches, areas where people can go in and have wonderful pictures. How many people do their Christmas cards out of Garden of Lights?
So many people. We see it online. We see it printed. I mean, people really take advantage of that beautiful scenery.
And let's talk about your special ticket event that happens on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, December 31st, for New Year's Eve, we have a special ticketed New Year's Eve event at the Garden of Lights. It's a different ticket pricing, but it includes live music, and so that really amps up the night. And then we have a ball drop that actually takes place at 9 p.m., so you don't have to wait until 12. We kind of call it the New York New Year's Eve. So that's great for families that don't want to stay up until midnight. But yep, you can buy tickets like for that at turtlebay.org/NYE.
Now, tickets at the gate are an additional $5 each. So, the important thing is that we try to drive here is to go online.
Buy those tickets. You can really plan in advance. Again, there's flex ticket options if you want that flexibility of changing it later. But yeah, they're $5 cheaper online than they are at the gate. And then also, there's a member discount. If you're a Turtle Bay member, you get $5 off each ticket. So that's a really great deal. It's always a good time to become a member, but now is even better. If you become a member for the year, you get that and discounts throughout the year.
And children under 2 are free.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the train. Now, we got a brand new, every year the light shows change a little bit because they don't just bring in the same old, same old. They will change up the music, will change up the lights. So it's always intriguing if you go every year like we do, and we love it. Now you've got this new experience with a train ride for those people who love trains.
Yes, it's been popular. We actually started running it in the summer just to try it going over the Sundial Bridge. Really popular with families. And so now it's time to transition over to the Garden of Lights for that train. It has 4 carts. It can hold up to, I believe, 24 people. It's ADA accessible. And it fits both adults and kids. And it has a special route within the Garden of Lights, is off of the walking paths. So it takes you kind of through this, the meadow and down a path where there's like these different lanterns, from like polar bears and all these different winter creatures. So it's just an elevated experience. I think a lot of people will want to try it out and see what it's like. And, it just takes it to that next level.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so this is the first time. This is the launch.
This is the launch, yeah. A couple of years ago, we added model trains.
Right.
So we have a model train town. That was really popular. Last year, we added an area called Enchanted Forest, which was really popular. It has chandeliers and like kind of a classic Christmas look to it. And then this year is Turtle Express.
Now, when you do go in, you get your like a brochure. And what I love about that is that you've got a map on the back.
That's right.
And I don't remember seeing that in the past. So you've got like a peppermint portal and
my favorite.
Wintry wildlife, and it shows you all of the names and everything that's going on, because you'll say, I'll see you back there. And now you know where the premium entrance is. And now is that online too, so people can see this map online?
Yes, the map's online, and we have it printed in the gardens as well when you enter in. But yeah, the brochure will be available at the front, at the ticketing table. You can grab one of those. We also have brochures, in the museum, at the hotel, at the restaurant. So, the brochure is a great resource for your experience.
And we'll also, make sure that we get some brochures here too for when we give these tickets away, because, we here at KCNR will be giving, 2 free tickets, not only today, but, throughout the next few weeks, because we want to make sure that you attend, have the opportunity to attend the 6th annual. I don't think anybody's ever gone away, anybody ever, have I heard anything, even when it's raining and it's cold and you can duck underneath a, it does pass, and you can have a warm piece of pizza or you can have some hot chocolate and go underneath and see the train. Wait, let's talk about that train, the big train to the left when you come in.
Yeah, the model train town.
Yes.
We added it a few years ago, and each year we add some elements. There's a Mount Shasta, there's a Sundial Bridge, there's like a downtown area. But it's just a really classic holiday vibe in there with the model trains. Adults and kids love going around it. There's even like an activity they can do with a clipboard, like looking for certain things. But yeah, Shasta County is rich with, history with trains. So we wanted to highlight that. Now we have both the model trains and a train ride.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Any closing thoughts here, Catherine or Seth, and Seth, about the 6th annual Redding Garden of Lights? We love Turtle Bay and we love partnering with you.
Well, we love being on your station. Thank you for highlighting it with us.
Yes, thank
you. Coming in again, Veterans Day. Yep. Any veteran that goes to a Turtle Bay today gets in free.
Yes.
And we love that you have embraced the veterans as well.
Absolutely. I'm here. Carl's here. He's in the house.
So anyways, this is a very great Christmas festival, good for families, date nights. So go ahead and go to RedingGardenOfLights.org and get your tickets.
You know, we've been going to the Garden of Lights since the day it opened.
Yes.
And last year, 2 million lights. I found one that wasn't lit. I went up to Seth. I said, Seth, there's one right here. It's not lit.
We had to get on the radio and get that fixed right away.
Seth had one in his pocket, went over there and fixed it. It is something that is...
To behold.
It is, and it brings thousands of people to Reading. It's a income generator when we need it, and it also helps support our museum here.
Yeah,
and everything along with our museum. And a city, to be a city, needs certain things. And one of them is a museum. And I'm going to bring it up again that one day I called, and through your people over there, we got the United States Marine Corps to bring in their traveling art display, paintings from veterans of Desert Storm, Mogadishu, all of these. And you all took the lead on it once I put, you know, gave names. And then the Marine Corps, at their own expense, brought out the paintings. And we displayed them here. You all displayed them there. It was a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. One painting captured my experiences, or some of my experiences during Desert Storm out, you know, when during the attack. But this is just one of the hundreds and hundreds of things that are available out there. And I'm talking animals. I'm not talking about being able to go behind and see beaver and feed beaver some, you know, some bark or whatever beaver eats. It is just something that completes our town.
Right.
And you all are constantly growing and making it better. And, again, like I said, it generates enthusiasm for people coming to our community. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you,
Turtle Bay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages here on this Veterans Day on KCNR.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Love the music from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Eric Whitaker's wildly fun Godzilla Eats Las Vegas? Don't miss the Shasta College Symphonic Band's Fall Concert. Performances are Friday, November 21st at 7:30 and Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are only $5 for general admission, featuring Dr. Jeff Specht conducting and Henry Patterson as Master of Ceremonies. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and experience an unforgettable musical adventure.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is Veterans Day. Usually we take this day off, but things worked out in such a way that our guest coming in. And thank you so much, Ben.
Yeah, for coming in. You know, Veterans
Day. Because I told her you got the day off. Then I went back to Ben and said, not so fast, Ben. Ben's a Marine. He's in here.
His brother is, right? Ben?
No, not me.
Oh, yeah, but your brother.
I don't have a brother.
Oh, I thought you were visiting a friend. Okay. You were visiting a friend in Hawaii.
My cousin.
Okay,
My cousin is, he's not a Marine, but he's in the Air Force.
Okay.
He's serving.
But he lives on the Marine Corps base.
Okay, there we go.
At Kaneohe, and which has got to be one of the most beautiful bases in the world. I mean, they're right on Kaneohe Bay. The golf course goes right along the beach.
Yeah, it doesn't get much.
And I tell you what.
And you went.
I took my dad out there, and I took pictures of him teeing off with the mountain behind him in the mist. Hey, today is Veterans Day, my friends. And out at IGO today, starting at 11 a.m., is a special ceremony to honor our veterans. I would get there no later than 10:30. And they'll have transport going back from the parking lots, or you can find a spot. Bands, guest speakers, wreath lane. It's a beautiful, beautiful event. And if you can get out there, this would be a good place to celebrate Veterans Day. Also, the Elks Club at 11 o'clock has a Veterans Day toast with brandy and then lunch for veterans afterwards at the Elks Club. And that starts also at 11 o'clock today. We've been to both of them. Both of them are wonderful tributes to our veterans.
Well, today is a federal holiday in the United States, observed, of course, by today. It's also called Armistice Day and Remembrance Day. Actually, when you think about it, it started in 1919 where Woodrow Wilson issued a message to his countrymen on the first Armistice Day, which he expressed what he felt the day meant to Americans. So that's the holiday that making it a federal holiday. Congress on June 1st, 1954, replacing Armistice with Veterans, and it has been known as Veterans Day since. Because it is a federal holiday, some American workers and many students have Veterans Day off from work or school. When Veterans Day falls on a Saturday, then earlier than either Saturday or the preceding Friday may be designated as the holiday, whereas if it falls on a Sunday, it is typically observed by the following Monday. When it falls on the week, and many private companies offer it as a floating holiday where employees can choose some other day. Not us!
And today, there's restaurants out there. At Applebee's, veterans can enjoy one free entree. Buffalo Wild Wings, free order of 10 boneless wings and regular fries for dine-in or walk-in with valid military ID. Chipotle, buy one entry, get one free. And Chili's. Do we still have a Chili's there?
No.
I'm not sure. No. Dunkin' Donuts, IHOP, Dairy Queen, complimentary medium blizzard, so you can run your sugar level way up. Let me see. Olive Garden, complimentary entree from a special menu for veterans and active duty military. Starbucks. All veterans, military members, and spouses can get one free tall, hot, or iced brewed coffee at participating stores. Let me see. Do we have a Krispy Kreme in town? I can't remember. I know we have Heavenly Donuts.
Where the red light is on. Well, let's not forget, though, Jersey Mike's.
The red light's on.
Yeah.
What red light?
Well, for Dunkin', not Dunkin' Donuts, for...
any donut place.
No. What's the name? Krispy Kreme. I was in Nashville with a girlfriend, and we were at nighttime. We were driving someplace, and she goes, the red light's on. And she ripped into, what? Krispy Kreme. If the red light's on, they just came out. They are fresh. So that's what that means.
Anyway, that's when you would wait there for an hour until the red light's on?
No, you would just, when the red light is on, they just come out. They're fresh. It's kind of like I guess it's their thing. You have to look it up, Krispy Kreme. But anyway, so making a difference, right now until the 14th, Jersey Mike's, now, you know, we have one by Costco, and there's another one that's over there by Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two of them.
Right,
there are. There are two of them. Sorry.
You get a free regular sub when you donate $5 to the Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. So you can go in and get your sub for $5. You just give your $5 to it. So I think that's really special. I know they gave out cards for that last night.
Well, and not only that, but you can just go in and just say, hey, I'm donating to the Holiday Wreaths program. You get a free sub. And if you donate $5, you can donate $10. You can donate $100 if you want. Because every year we put the wreaths out at Igo Veterans Cemetery. And every year there's more people in there, more veterans and veteran spouses that are interred at Igo. So every year they're going to need more wreaths. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to remember our veterans. And so not only do you get a great sub, but you also are able to help the Holiday Wreaths program. Hey, two veteran-owned companies stepped up and have committed up to $25 million to wipe out vets' medical debt.
Mm.
And one of them is two businesses, Born Primitive and Black Rifle Coffee Company, pledging 100% of their profits from sales between November 7th and the 11th to that goal. Born Primitive is an apparel brand, of course, Black Rifle Company coming on board. They generated $11 million. The bar's been raised. And what it does is it pays for those families and those veterans' families that have built up debt, medical debt. One was a Gold Star spouse, which means her husband died in combat. And an Army veteran herself, they went out and gave her a debt relief letter for $341,000.
Wow. Jeez.
And a local girl in Virginia Beach that they met at the retail store. Hers was around $12,000. Not a lot of, you know, it's not a massive amount, but it still was life changing for her. Mm-hmm. They paid that off. So.
Good news.
He chose to focus, the guy from the apparel company. Chose to focus on eliminating medical debt because of the damage it can do to a family's finances and sense of well-being. No one deliberately incurs medical debt. It doesn't happen because of poor financial decisions or poor financial discipline. It's usually a circumstance completely beyond your control. Last night at Wind River, 412 people came to the 250th birthday celebration of the Marine Corps, 250 years. Beautiful women in beautiful gowns, uniforms, suits, tuxedos, hunting gear. People were dressed in everything. If I can just say this, it was a great event. We sold this out mid-October. And usually, you know how everything goes, you know, ready, and it's always last. But I had a friend call me from here in town. He says, I tried to buy my tickets, and it sold out, and it's October 13th. And I said, yeah. He says, I'm a Marine. I said, I know. He says, it's sold out. I said, didn't I tell you about this back in September? Knowing what I was going to do. He goes, well, yeah. But October, it's never sold out in October. Well, so we started adding tables. And thank you, Wind River, Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah,
yes.
Hannah, Brandy, thank you for just kind of supporting us as so well as you all do. The cake came from Sublime Bakery.
Oh, my gosh.
And there'll be photos
cake.
Of that up on Facebook. It was the raising of the flag at Suribachi.
I did say that the oldest Marine was 100 and the youngest Marine just graduated from Foothill High at 18.
Yeah, I just graduated from boot camp November 7th. And he was there with his lovely young, date. It was a pleasure to have him there. People had a good time. Now, we do this every year on November 10th, and we usually run around 300. So, but the tickets go on sale in October, in September, and we'll talk about it. We talked about it this year several times. We ran commercials. Then we pulled the commercials off because we sold out, and then we just kept adding tables. And the worst feeling you can have is when this young couple walks in, and I remembered them calling, and there was no seats for them.
Mm.
Chuck and Judy Kenny are great friends. Had somebody that didn't show up. So the young couple were able to sit right up in front, and because of that, they brought their money, and I just gave it back to them, said, hey, we had to move you around. We're sorry. The Sea Cadets. I can't say enough about those young Sea Cadets. They are just, they came in, were showing people to the, you know, when you have 400 people coming through the door, but we had it in such a way as people rolled in, they knew what table, and if they didn't, we had a list of them. And then the Sea Cadets would just escort them to the table. And last night we gave out commemorative coins, challenge coins, that was for the 250th Marine birthday, one of a kind, because on one side, of course, was the Marine Corps 250th birthday. The other side was from Shasta Marines, and it was Mount Shasta and Sundial Bridge. One of a kind. We don't make them. They're gone. And so everybody got one last night. Though I did have people coming up and telling me that, you know, my dad's a Marine, and he's in a hospital, and yeah, so maybe I'll have a couple. I don't have very many coins. I you know, we ordered a whole bunch of them.
Right.
But everybody showed up.
Right.
But it was a great evening. Lieutenant Colonel Rivers,
our keynote speaker.
Our keynote speaker.
From Las Vegas.
He's got, what a story.
He's only lived in Las Vegas for 5 years, but he was in the Philippines before that.
Well, yeah, he was born.
What an interesting.
He was born in the Philippines. His dad was English, and his dad was a mercenary that fought in like five wars. Mm-hmm. Well, two wars, and then he ends up fighting the Spanish-American War, the Philippine Insurrection, and World War One. So, anyway, it was a wonderful night. I just want to thank everybody that came. Everybody, it looked like everybody had a good time. And we had civilian friends who have never been to one
right.
of these that were home, and they said, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Steeple is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
And good morning and welcome back to this beautiful Veterans Day here on KCNR. We're live, 752. Carl crawled in.
Crawled is not exactly the word. But if I did crawl, I was in step. Left, right, left, right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, voted best in the North State for 3 years. The only place we go to shop for jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection, fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. Really good people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Looks like the shutdown is going to end. It got out of the Senate, and the House of Representatives appear to be on a glide path to ending the longest government shutdown in history, with lawmakers racing back to Capitol Hill after 6 weeks out of session. They're going to meet today, the House Rules Committee, to consider the Senate's amended federal funding plan sometime after 5 p.m. today. And in other words, 42-day shutdown. Thousands of travel delays. Millions of people who rely on federal benefits. Yeah, our son hadn't been paid in 42 days. And forced thousands of federal workers either off the job or work without pay. You know what? There should be traffic air controllers. Maybe there ought to be just like, you know, they have an asterisk by their name and they say, hey, anytime we go to a shutdown, we're going to pay the air traffic controllers. Anyway, it could happen at the end of this week. Everybody that's been off fishing or whatever they're doing or working a second job so they can pay their bills, will get their back pay. All ones that were, furloughed or laid off, going to be hired back. So government's going to start again. So that's good news. It really is good news. So because Thanksgiving's coming and you could just see people going, you know, because that's one of the busiest, if not the busiest travel weekends of the year. So Looks like it's going to happen. Schumer didn't get what he wanted, and they did. You know, they're going to meet and they're going to discuss the extension of the Obamacare plan. Which, by the way, the Obamacare plan sunsetted only because the Democrats put it in that it would sunset in 2025. The Republicans didn't put it in there; it was the Democrats. And anyway, and the funny thing is, you read, you know, they kept playing clip after clip of Democrats talking about how rotten the Republicans were for shutting down the government when the Republicans did it. And so they just played them back to them. Oh, this is different. Well, how's it different?
Well,
and of course, if Trump wins, you're just coronating him.
Let's talk about some of the shutdowns. According to an article, that there will be massive delays, and it says that, you know, you just have to realize that if you're flying, they're talking about 6% of their flights at 40 major airports today. That's today. This looks like there's going to be disruptions in Chicago, New York, and Jersey. On Monday, arrivals in Chicago were delayed an average of 5 hours, and that was just with 4% service reduction. Aviation experts say the situation could worsen, with airlines required to cut 8% of their flights by Thursday and 10% by Friday. And this is because they're just trying to get everybody back into the fold. So just realize and understand that with the flights. I'm glad Blake will be sitting in for us, just so you know this. Blake will be sitting in first. We drive to Albuquerque, then we are going to be live from the NFR, National Finals Rodeo, in Las Vegas on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, where we bring our Free Fire Radio program to the out of South Point. In fact, the guy that was the keynote speaker last night was talking about the equestrian center. He said that's the best place to stay, and the owner of that. And it is a casino that deals just with equestrian for all of the people, with most of the people at the NFR, that holds 2,000 horses down underneath the casino.
They have not only when the NFR's in, they have most people stay there from the PRCA and all the different committees coming in, but they also are having the World Series of team roping there and the Professional Women's Rodeo Association holds their finals there with the breakaway, the big breakaway roping. More money is paid out in the world champion team roping trials than at the NFR, and the NFR is pays out a lot of money. First place is like $28,000. So it is a South Point is an exceptional hotel, and friendly people there, and 9 restaurants. You go in there, and you may never leave South Point.
Well, you know,
even the floors are laminate.
Yeah.
Because they're not rugs. And why is that? It's because there's so much dirt coming from the arenas.
Well, you know, Vegas has grown so much. So the actual rodeo, and we have, of course, media passes. And when we first got there, 3, 4, this will be our 4th year doing that, we were going to do our show live from the Thomas and Mac. So, you know, they have a whole media, a great downstairs, et cetera, right off when you come off the arena. You know, they've got different people that you can interview. But the issue is that we're on at 7 to 9 in the morning. So a lot of the people are staying at South Point. So South Point is 20 minutes to Thomas and Mac. So by the time, it could be faster by the crow flies, but by the time you go through, you know, driving there. And so a lot of people at 7 o'clock in the morning are not going to come down to Thomas and Mac when they've been doing the rodeo the night before. So anyway, we're getting ready for all of the countdown before that all happens. And we want to make sure that you mark your calendars, because we're going to be live, and we're going to be doing that's going to be an exciting time and to promote also the rodeo way of life.
I guess that's it. I'm sorry, but I've been getting text all morning from people who were at the ball last night.
Yeah,
and what a great time they had. And, you know, it's funny, but, we got a second here. No matter where it is in the world, Marines will celebrate that birthday. And whether it's in a huge ballroom in San Francisco or back in D.C. where the vice president comes, we celebrate it. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break
and
for the news.
And Regional is coming up.
Yeah,
next.
They're here. They're stuck on 44 right now, but they'll be here. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The House could take it up as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that lawmakers will have to make up for lost time once the longest shutdown in U.S. history is over.
Johnson looks forward to Congress returning to a regular legislative session after the House has been in recess for several weeks. And he offers this warning to fellow lawmakers.
There'll be long days and long nights here for the foreseeable future to make up for all this lost time that was imposed upon us.
The House Speaker sent lawmakers home after their September 19th vote to approve a temporary spending bill and has refused to bring them back until the government reopens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate bill keeps the government funded through January 30th. It keeps SNAP financed through next September, and it guarantees a vote on Obamacare subsidies. Parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes digging out from the season's first significant snowfall. The lake effect snow machine kicked into high gear as chilly Arctic air filters as far south as Florida.
Local governments across the South have opened heated shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, gardeners in the Midwest and Northeast are advised to protect plants as the growing season ends. In addition, wind chills in Florida might cause iguanas to fall from trees.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. An illegal immigrant from Mexico is under arrest, accused of opening fire on ICE agents in Chicago over the weekend. Death threats against and assaults on ICE agents have skyrocketed in recent months. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 162 points, NASDAQ down 186. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The British government plans to phase out scientific experiments on animals. The tests will be permitted only in exceptional circumstances.
Animal experiments in the UK peaked at more than 4 million a decade ago, but within 5 years had fallen sharply to just under 3 million as alternative methods were developed. The decline has since plateaued, which the government wants to change by using more alternative methods, such as testing human tissue grown in a lab, computer analysis of cells, and the greater use of AI. But many scientists are skeptical that animal tests could one day reach near zero and fear that the government plan could further alienate pharmaceutical companies.
The BBC's Pallab Ghosh. Indian police are investigating a deadly car explosion in New Delhi. They have not determined the cause of the blast near the historic Red Fort. It killed more than 8 people. News and analysis, Town Hall. A California public health official says an outbreak of botulism tied to ByHeart baby formula has sickened at least 15 infants across 12 states. ByHeart has expanded an earlier recall. It is now recalling all of its products sold in the U.S. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has arrived in Manhattan.
It marks the start of New York City's holiday season. This year's tree is a 75-foot Norway spruce from East Greenbush, a suburb of Albany. It traveled about 150 miles on a flatbed truck to reach its new home. On Saturday, workers used cranes to position the 11-ton tree at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. The spruce will soon be decorated with over 50,000 LED lights and a Swarovski star. It will be lit December 3rd during a live TV broadcast. The tree was donated by Judy Russ and her family. Keith Peters, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Today, Veterans Day, my friends, 11-11. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community.
All right.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You're a trooper, man. Coming in today. I think
you're here.
I'm not sure my heart's beating, but I'm standing here.
You're here after a beautiful Marine Corps ball last night.
Today, Veterans Day. Now, today, my friends, there'll be a Veterans Day ceremony out at IGO, Northern California's Veterans Cemetery. Today at 11 a.m. I recommend you get there no later than 10:30 so you can make sure you get seats. It's going to be a beautiful day, I think. And the... But it will be, they're going to have band, singer, Lane of the Reese, guest of honor, guest speaker there. And it starts, like I said, it starts at 11, but be there around 10:30. And then also at the Elks Club right here in Reading at 11 o'clock, they're doing a toast with Brandy at the Elks Club, in memory of, our veterans. And, Armistice Day, the day the, you know, WW1 ended. And for veterans, you get a free lunch afterwards if you're a veteran. So
it's wonderful.
What kind of day is it going to be?
Also,
what's it look like?
Also a free day. We had Turtle Bay on earlier.
Turtle Bay for all
so
veterans.
For all veterans today, free admission, which is great. 53 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have around 74 today, mostly cloudy. Increasing clouds tonight. And tomorrow calls for slight chance of showers with our temperatures around 65. Thursday calls for showers once again at 59. Friday calls for showers at 57. And Saturday mostly sunny with 67. So don't let any of the, you know, perhaps showers hold you back from going out and doing wonderful things in our town. Just enjoy what we have here with our beautiful weather. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It's a veteran-owned business in Anderson, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Now, you know, we're a veteran-owned company, so we always talk about the love of our veterans. And so what do you do when you need care? You want to make sure that you've got a great place to go for emergency rooms and for hospital care. So with us this morning, we're very pleased to have Lynn Ann Foster and also Gina Pidgeon. Good morning to our show.
Good morning.
All right. So
you're happy to be here.
Yeah, okay, so let's just shoot, Lynn Ann.
Okay.
I want you to go for it.
Okay, well, first I'm going to back up just a little bit. We have lots of exciting news to share, but in honor of Veterans Day, I do want to recognize my stepson, Dylan, who serves in the Navy and is in Virginia and just had his first baby girl last
week. Oh, man.
We are so proud of him and all the great things that he does for not only our country, but for his growing family. So
okay.
Love him very much.
And so how is it for you as a mother when he came home and said, I've decided I want to join the Navy?
No,
I'm serious. I mean, we got to think about the whole thing.
Yeah, no, okay, so to be honest, it was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. Dylan, like most of our military members, are extremely smart, intelligent, thoughtful humans. The world, you know, at 18 is at their leisure and whatever they want to do. They can pick all of the things, and I did not see it coming. And that's
really
only the reason I think it was so hard for me, because it came out of the blue. I'm like, you're going to do what?
Oh,
like,
man.
Where did that come
from? Did he have anybody from school that went in with him?
Nope. No.
Some recruiter just touched him a certain way.
Exactly. They, over the summer after, or before he graduated, because this was, again, he's 18. He went from, you know, straight from high school. He's been in now 9 years doing really well, but it was hard at first, Mom.
Yeah.
That mama was not on board.
Yeah. I think it's hard for moms when they think their kids are going into the service, because it's like, it's dangerous.
Well,
you know?
And it's the complete loss of control. Like going to college or getting a job, doing a trade school right after high school, they're still here. You still have some molding that you can do in person. I'm not in charge anymore.
Oh, boy.
I have nothing to say. So
that was beautifully said. I wouldn't know. You can't reach through and tell him, what are you doing? You're not cleaning your room right.
Right. You don't even get to talk to him.
Because Carlo, he says when you sign your check, it's your life. You're signing your name over now. And it was a really big choice for him.
It was. It was a huge choice. We actually had the opportunity, and I didn't even know you could do this, to go to the recruiting office before he signed, had some hard conversations with the recruiters, and, you know, months later, he came home or whatever, and I said, you were right. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't embarrass you. You made a great decision for yourself, and fly. You're doing a great job. It was really hard, though, and he loves serving. Loves it.
There's commercials out there show there's a son or daughter coming up to mom and dad. Usually starts out doing something really important, and then it seems back when they're, I want to join the service.
Yeah.
And it's like that. I mean, and the faces of the mom and dad are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, there's only such a small percentage that serve in the military.
Yeah.
A small percentage.
Yeah,
And so when they do it, you going down and talking to the recruiter, that's not the first mom that's come down.
I know. They had a script ready for me.
Well, but you know what? They're taking your baby.
Yeah.
Even if he's 6'2" and, you know, 185 pounds and is a tough guy.
Yeah. And the other thing I learned when he was gone initially is that my feelings were not about Dylan and his ability. They were about me and the loss. Not only the loss of him being so far away, but the loss of control. Again, the loss of control over thinking that he still needed my guidance.
He got a new.
He was fine.
He got a new mother at boot camp.
There he did. She did a great job.
Not as nice as you.
Yeah. Only way he'll only have one mom forever and ever.
I'm your mother and father again.
I'm his stepmother. He has a wonderful mom who I'm sure had very similar feelings. I'm just a little louder, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of loud, that let's just ring the bell here for Shasta Regional, and let's talk about that we've brought you in, Gina, this morning, and you're here to talk about some special programs.
Yes. So Shasta Regional Medical Group, we have two locations. So we have one here in Reading, and then we have a second location down in Anderson. And we have welcomed not one, not two, but three new providers to our community. And so we've welcomed two providers to the Reading location and one provider to the Anderson location. And when I say providers, they are wonderful. I know everyone can say this. They are new to the community, and they are loving this community.
Oh, wow.
So can I just say to anyone out there who's in Reading, this community is really wonderful, and to bring them from outside and bring them in, I get nothing but it's beautiful. We love it. We're really happy to be here.
Oh, good. We want to keep them here.
Yes.
That's a struggle. Every show, I think when we talk about the specialties that we have at the hospital, whether it be heart or GI or imaging, what do you have to have first? A referral from your primary care provider.
Yes.
And most offices are not taking new patients because they are at beyond actually capacity. And Gina has done a great job of building these programs. And now we have new providers at two locations taking new patients.
Oh, okay. That's huge.
Yes, huge.
Did you hear that, Carl?
I know.
That's great.
We have openings. You know, we're not, usually when you come, you know, you fill out an application and then you're on a wait list. Right now, for the first time in years, we have been able to offer our three brand new providers and being able to get patients within days, within the next couple of weeks. So it's been a really big deal.
I can tell you this is a big deal, but the other thing that Shasta Regional has is your in your radiology department, where people are backed up literally for months trying to get CTs, X-rays, whatever. Your radiology department gets them in at Shasta Regional within 24 hours, and you, and here's the best thing. You get the results within 72. You're not waiting for 2 weeks.
Carl.
Yeah.
You listen when we talk here.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know about the TAVR valve replacement?
There you go.
I know enough.
There you go.
Are you kidding? I'm doing those on the weekends.
But which is really important because you don't want something that needs imaging to wait.
Right.
But you have to have a referral first. Like, yes, we'll get you in and we can do our part, but you have to have the referral from the primary care.
And
Shasta Regional Medical
Group.
Okay,
and this is why you hear so many people so frustrated because they're, my uncle being one of them, a year out with, you know, the prostate operation not working, trying to figure out, you know, and then something that's neurological. So a year of just like doctor's appointments, can't get into this one. So you have three new providers. You're taking patients now. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find it. What? How do they do that? We've got Shasta Regional, but let's maybe there's a direct number or we can direct them right now because I know people are going to want to hear this. They're going to want to share that with people that maybe might be not moving to Reading because they're like, what's going on? Now you've got it covered. We'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets. She's got the red,
white, blue, brown. All right, welcome back to our Tuesday edition, our Veterans Day edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and we're always streaming at KCNR1460.com. So if you're hearing something in the programming this morning and you miss it, you can always go back in the archives and hear the show once again.
Hey, God bless our veterans, and when you see a veteran, you don't necessarily say Happy Veterans Day. As you do is just say thanks.
Thanks for your service.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates. I think we'll go to the end of the year. Federal rebates for an electric vehicle. And our guests today are from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Gina Pigeon as well as Lynn Ann Foster. Welcome back. You just gave us just beautiful information for those maybe just tuning
in. More doctors! More doctors!
Just tuning in just now.
In fact, can you give us a really quick recap on that?
Yes. So we have welcomed three new doctors to this wonderful community. So two in the Reading location, one in the Anderson location, all taking brand new patients and ready to go.
Tell us about the Anderson location. I'm not sure a lot of people know about Anderson. Where is that? Give us a visual.
Absolutely. So Anderson is 2830 East Street down in, of course, in Anderson. They are, if you're familiar with Anderson, they are close to the post office.
Okay.
So I think the post office is about a block away from them. So that's a kind of a telltale sign of where they are at. They've actually been in that community for a very long time.
Okay.
Dr. Meaton he's been practicing there for a very long time.
Okay.
He's into the community and dedicated to the community and has been for decades. Wonderful physician, and I can tell you one thing that he's wanted since he has joined us was growth, really passionate about growth in the Anderson area, wanting to grow that office and really stay established and really serve that community.
So we have three new providers. Can you tell us what their names are and where will we have two in Anderson, one here, two here, and one there? How does that work?
Yeah, we have two here. So Dr. Mahmood and Dr. Conneru, they are both at the Reading location, so 1355 East Street, Suite 100. We're right across the street from the hospital. We're on the second floor. And then Anderson location, Dr. Kumari, she has joined us as well down in Anderson. So two males, one female, so depending on, what you are looking for. All three of them are internal medicine physicians.
Fantastic. Okay. So then if somebody's like, oh my gosh, I need somebody, what do they do?
So they are going to go onto our website, ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. We have new patient packets, so they will fill out the new patient packets. They are welcome to drop them off at their desired location, or they can fax them in to us as well, or mail them.
So when Lynann said that you've been working tirelessly on these on this project, tell our listeners, Gina, what it is that you do.
So what we do is we do advertising for the area. We try to reach out to all different locations, trying to recruit physicians. And we bring them to the community. We show them this community and hope that they, want to join us.
Well, what would be your typical, rundown? So you bring them in, you pick them up at the airport. They fly into our Reading Airport, which is nice. And then, tell us, your typical, maybe the first day, what you do in order to welcome somebody to Reading. I'm just curious. I love this.
Yeah, no. So I would have to say that, when we bring them in, they do, normally stay at, the Sheridan.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
We show them.
That would be my choice too.
Mm-hmm. We show them just, you know, the sundial, all of that area.
Right.
If we have time, I like to show them, our lakes.
I
know. I always ask them, you know, are you along for the ride? Do you want to see more?
Right. Do you hike? Do you kayak? Do
yes.
you,
yeah.
you know, you want to see our sports? What about kids? You know, like we've got
exactly.
Field of Dreams, you know, I'm just, so then do you have certain restaurants? Like what's your, you know, your choice of food? Because, oh, we've got a lot of that whole downtown market area that's going to be really on fire.
I know, that's going to be so exciting. Yeah. So we do, we normally take them, Mosaic.
Yeah.
We kind of stay,
right.
you know, within that area. Just, it's honestly depends on the provider and what they like. Just like you said, we really ask them, you know, what their likes are. You know, do they have a family that's coming here? And so that really routes us to where we're going. You know, where are we headed to?
Mm-hmm.
Which neighborhood? You know, all of those things that they're interested in. So it is really dependent on.
So you have to be like a concierge realtor, like try to get into, like, do you golf? Do you play tennis?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, do you ski? I mean, you're
it's
an hour from here.
It's like dating. You know, it's
yeah,
like dating.
Do you houseboat?
Come here, like, what do you like to do?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like dating. Yeah, exactly. And then you have you show them around. You have a meal. Oh, you like that? Okay, let's. When would you like to see me again? And then they can only do, you know, expand it from there. And yeah.
And you probably have your little list of contacts. Okay, I've got a doctor that's coming to town. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. Make some room. We're going to do like the magic step with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. This is a wonderful idea. And we need to expand this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have 48 residents right here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
We need to not only, when you're bringing them in doing a wonderful job, we really need to get the community involved. We're more than happy. You know, I mean, we could have little community groups, but also for our residents, because residents leave after 3 years. What if we could keep 25% of those residents every year?
Mm-hmm.
And there's, get them, I mean, talking free tickets, Cascade, rodeo, you know, the Tigers game or the Colt 45
Tiger Field,
games,
yeah.
Tiger Field, but all these different things that are so beautiful around here. Get them down on the river fly fishing one time.
Part of the GME program is community involvement, whether they are volunteering at an event or they get to go and enjoy an event. So they have time away from their very busy residency schedule within the hospital to explore the communities where they're learning.
Well, that is
offered.
I know it's offered, but we need to be really proactive. We as a community, you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
First of all, but we as a community need to really buy into this and say, you know, we can keep these guys. Let's just make them, these men and women, let's make them feel loved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that we, Linda and I, we need to be a part of that. Hey, come on over for a barbecue.
Yeah,
pet Buford.
Yeah.
And if Buford likes you, you get to take
him home.
He'll
make all the difference.
Yeah, and you get to take him home that night.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's really great news, though. Three new providers at Shasta Regional is fabulous.
Huge, and congratulations for this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really. You've got them here.
Yeah.
They're staying.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think Carl was saying is that we just want them to stay. Here.
We do, yes, yes. That's the big thing. We want them to stay in this community. We want them to be here long term,
right?
And care for generations.
Right.
You know, that's really important.
Yeah. We want their kids to grow up here and come back as doctors.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yes.
right.
Yeah.
As we go into a break and we come back on our next segment, Lynn Ann, you also have received another wonderful award as the hospital.
We have.
And I want us to talk about some of the accolades that Shasta Regional has and still is receiving. And we'll be talking about that after the break. But anyway, I wanted to also do a shout out to one of our sponsors here, and that's Judy Maxwell. She is the kindest person, and she also is helping family, seniors, veterans, and business owner since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, for all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We're here on KCNR. It's Carl and Linda Bott, along with Lynn Ann Foster and Gina Pigeon from Shasta Regional. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
All gave some gave all.
Hey, welcome back to our KCNR Tuesday Veterans Day. Happy, well, you know, thank you for your services. What I want to say on this Veterans Day, and thank you for joining us here on KCNR in our Tuesday morning segment.
This morning. Oh, I thought you were just going to keep going again. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Been in existence since 1960, same location since 67. I found them in 2007 and never gone to another barbershop. Guys are like that. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. The only hairstyling gel they have is Butch Wax for flat tops. They have discounts for seniors. It's a great place. See, I can make a phone call, too, at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. It works on my schedule. Roll in, get a haircut, roll out. Or sometimes I hang around, read Life magazine and National Geographic and those. It's a great place to get a haircut. Super people down there. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And we have Lynn Ann Foster. So happy to have you here
Thank
today.
You. Happy I was happy to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
This morning.
Absolutely.
I
wanted to come in and
I was happy to see anybody this morning.
And Gina Pigeon, and if the first half hour we were talking about three brand new providers that are joining Shasta Regional, two here in the Reading area and one in Anderson. So, and they're open for anybody to come in and start with, what do you want to call it? Like, join a practice.
Yeah. So, just joining, two, primary care,
yeah.
Yeah. So you right. just come in, register as a new patient.
Well, because we were talking about how if you, in order to go to a heart surgeon or go see anything looked at, you have to go to your primary care first and then have them, what's the word I want
referral.
To say?
Referral.
Referral. Referral.
Referral.
Referrals of the craziness. I don't remember that used to years, but that's the way it is now.
Yeah.
Now, Shasta Regional currently has three leapfrog. What is a leapfrog? What do you want to call
the
it?
Award.
It's an award.
Okay. It's for patient safety.
Okay.
So I'm going to just back up just a minute about what you spoke about referrals from Shasta Regional Medical Group, because this is an important point. So tied to the awards, I mean, all the patients that we see, including the patients from Shasta Regional Medical Group, can feel confident coming to Shasta Regional because of all of the awards we're going to start to talk about.
Right.
However, patients always have a choice. Even if you are a patient at Shasta Regional Medical Group, you always have a choice of which hospital you can go to. Our hospital, excuse me, is outstanding amongst all the awards we're about to talk about. It makes the most sense, but patients always have a choice. What you need to do, though, is it's important for everyone to have a primary care provider, and what's happening in our community now is a majority of people in our community don't have a primary care provider. Mm. They use our emergency room, which is fine. We will see you, but you know what it's like to be in an emergency room. Our ER offers a fast track area just because of this problem. So if you come in with a cold or a broken arm, there's a separate area that you go to if you're non-emergent. But now we can take some of that pressure off to expand our emergency services, because now you can go see Gina's providers at the medical group.
Fantastic.
Seeing new patients. So
right.
it's kind of opening up this tightness that was happening, because you can't, to your point, make a move for anything critical without that referral. You can also go to an urgent center, which is fine. They do wonderful care. But the key that is should be noted about having a primary care provider is they get to know you, so they understand your baselines. You could go in and you're a new patient, Linda, and everything's great. I just want to get signed up. I don't have a primary care provider. You come back in 6 months because you kind of got a kink in your neck, like something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You come back 6 months later. Well, gosh, now it's going down my neck. So that same provider is seeing you, talking about your symptoms, and can make the most appropriate referral. Instead of going to a walk-in clinic, coming to our fast track, which offers excellent service, but you have somebody that understands you, the whole person.
Right.
So that's why one of the many reasons that it's important to have a primary care provider, and we are working really hard to open that up.
Well, when you talk about where you take your car, you have a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, it's not like, well, whatever, I'm just going to drive off the side of the street. But that was so beautifully said, because we can follow what you said. Lynn-Ann.
Good.
Yeah, we can follow what you said about
how
important.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's essential.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, because there is some truth to the fact, insurance can make things complicated. Mm. Regardless, you have to have the referral a lot of times for insurance purposes to go to the specialty service that you need. Mm-hmm. However, there is a smartness factor to that, because then you're seeing the same person consistently who gets to know you and not just checking box on the referral form. Like when you go to the walk-in clinic, you have, oh, I have a backache. Oh, that's line 47A here. Go do this.
Mm.
Instead of, you have a relationship with the providers that Gina has brought in, and they have conversations with you about why your back hurts.
And continuity of care.
Yeah.
That's really important.
So were you riding your horses? Did you, you know, all the personal components to your life that could be adding to how you're feeling?
So is so when we also
are you
look,
bouncing up and down on your horse
right,
for an
right,
hour and a
there
half?
There you go. There you go. Were you on your feet for 27 hours at the Marine Corps ball? Yeah. That could be why your feet hurt.
So the leapfrog is for health and is for safety.
It's a patient safety award. So we currently hold our third consecutive in a row. We have a total of 7.
Oh,
we third consecutive that we have right now.
Right.
And it's solely based on patient safety outcomes. This is not one of those survey situations where you get a phone call, did you feel safe at the hospital?
Right.
This is a national organization. You can look it up at leapfrog.org for all of the statuses that they check for how we are providing safety measures within our hospitals, in our hospital for all of our procedures. This isn't just a was there nothing that you tripped on kind of situation. It's deep dives into all of our services, ensuring patient safety and healthy outcomes.
So also five star for health grades.
Yeah. So health grades is another national organization that rates hospitals. We currently have, I believe it's our fifth award, for patient safety. Health grades comes in. This isn't a survey. This isn't something that we pay for them to come in and tell us how great we are. They rate us based on our outcomes solely. So if you come in for surgery, if you come in for an MRI or any ER, any of the services that we provide, health grades gets that information and they rate us. We currently just received another 5-star for patient safety.
Boy, that's why you've got new providers.
Yeah. Our hospital has come a long way. It's going a long way. And, you know, going to the hospital in and of itself is uncomfortable and scary. And the more control or information that you can have going in, I think that helps patients with their anxiety level, which will improve what's happening to them and for them in the hospital, and understanding the safety precautions that our procedures demand in the hospital are happening, and we're holding to them year after year after year after year. This isn't something that we've gotten one time or a 4-star or a 2-star.
And you've been with Shasta Regional now for how long?
Almost 8 years.
Yeah, so you've seen
this time. Yeah, this time around. This time.
Well, I want to say that during COVID, and I always tell my little testimony is that I went in, never been in a hospital in my life. You know, I mean, visiting is one thing, but to be admitted, and so I was in emergency, and this is during COVID, so Carl couldn't be with me. Actually, hardly anybody was in emergency. I think I was the only person in emergency. And this is when they had.
It was literally the first.
And the white hazmat suits were. Mm-hmm. And then there were. And I was in emergency, and they were taking because I had some kind of blood infection. I didn't know. I just knew that I wasn't feeling well. So then I was admitted, which meant, we want to keep you overnight for observation. So I was in for then 3.5 days. And then pumped full of, you know, antibiotics because I had it went into sepsis. But I was very well taken care of, and how weird it was to be there during COVID and not really knowing, because when you're kind of in shock, like, why am I, I'm in the hospital, what is this?
I couldn't visit her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So by the fourth day, I told Casey, who was the CEO back then, I had a hostage rescue team in a helicopter. We were going to land on the roof and fight our way down. I'm just to visit her.
But I was very well taken care of, and specialist after specialist would check in to figure out, you know, blood was being drawn. Anyway, I just felt like it was in God's hands at that point. But, you know, I was at Shasta Regional, so I don't have anything to compare it to, but all I can say is that if you ever had to go to the hospital, be admitted into the hospital, Shasta Regional is where I would recommend that you go, because I can only go from my personal testament of how concerned and well taken care of I was.
I'm always happy to hear that, and I appreciate that you share that. I'm sorry that you... That happened. That was, I'm,
well,
I know very
it can happen to anybody at any time. Yeah.
So to bring this together, the point of sharing, just because we're very proud of ourselves, of all of the awards, is that while medical groups are monitored by different regulatory systems, those same standards that are looking at our hospitals, we hold for the medical group. Mm-hmm. So all of the safety, all of the consistency, all of the ensured continuity of care that Gina talked about happen at our medical groups. So we are one in the same, same expectations, same standards. Gina and her team do they work so hard.
Yeah,
they're already, like she just shared this with me the other day that they're taking new patients. And I'm like, how are you doing that? I mean, even with the new providers, I'm like, how are you doing that? But they've got a system, it's worked out, and we are able to take new patients. And I'm so proud of the fact that we can do that. I don't know of another medical group, and there could be in town, that are currently accepting new patients that aren't going to have to wait a year to be seen. Like, I'm so proud of that work.
Fantastic. That's a great way to take our break.
It is, and we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back after these messages.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need with service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Welcome back. Free Thought Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Veterans Day, my friends. We owe so much to so few and who've given so much. Today out at the, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, they're having a big Veterans Day ceremony out there. It starts at 11, but I suggest you be there by 10:30 so you can get parking. And also at the, Elks Club, they're going to do a toast at 11 a.m. this morning in Brandy, and then veterans will eat free, have a free lunch after that. Okay. There's so many other places to eat free. Cattleman's, by the way, check out Cattleman's. You get a steak dinner tonight for free. I believe Denny's has got stuff going on till noon. There's so many places that are offering discounts or free meals for our veterans today. You just got to be able to prove you're a veteran. And we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Gina Pigeon and Lynn Ann Foster.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are, you know,
about to wrap it up
came,
here.
Yeah, you all came in so.
Oh, yeah, we're ready. We are so happy about
and I killed 12,
this news.
I killed 12 billion brain cells last night.
Right. We got you, Carl.
And
we
I didn't drink. Yeah. So, anyway, Linda, my love.
That's why she's here.
It is all yours. I'm going to sit here and pet the dog.
Well, listen, we're here because we love Shasta Regional and all that you're doing. And the big news is the three new providers. We talked about that. And, of course, some of your stars. You also have the Gold Star Award in heart. Let's talk about the
American
Heart
Association. Yes. So we did just receive, I believe it's our third American Heart Association Gold Standard Award for stroke. We have an amazing stroke care coordinator at the hospital who brings together her team in seconds notice when we are notified that there's a stroke either coming to the hospital or happening within the hospital. And I know we've talked about this before, but time is matter. Like it matters, like you're with your brain. So if we can get to what is going on and the kind of stroke you're having and the severity of the stroke, the better. So if you think you or your loved one is having a stroke, call 911, come to the emergency room. Our stroke team will be notified and we'll get you evaluated. If you're not having a stroke, fantastic.
Right.
If you are, we will get you taken care of.
Right.
And because of these procedures and standards that we have put into place, which are nationally documented through the American Heart Association, and we have done them to the gold standard that the American Heart Association expects.
Well, we learn so much when we attend Go Red. And you have a date. Let's talk about what the date is. So just at least circle your calendar about Go Red and all of the things that we learn when we go, that the most fantastic speakers, information and statistics one wouldn't know about, such as, you know, strokes and heart health and women and heart health.
Yeah.
And how we don't pay attention and, you know, let other things become more important than, oh, it's just an ache or I just got to, you know, whatever. It'll pass.
100%.
Whatever that is. What is the date for Go Red?
So we are planning on having Go Red, I'm so excited this year, on February 13th.
Okay.
So second Friday in February again. Still shaking out some details that I'll be ready to share with
right.
you. Hopefully next show.
That would be
exciting. And yeah, so the other thing that I've learned from the years of putting on Go Redding is the education that is, that our community soaks up. So going forward in 2026, not only will we be hosting Go Reading, but every quarter we'll be holding an essential community education gathering. We just did one for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it was wildly successful.
I heard it was fabulous.
I was naive to the information that women are
hungry
for,
right.
and then taking action on it. I was extremely proud of our community for showing up and then taking action where necessary. So with that, we will be doing much more, but definitely our kickoff for 2026 will be Go Reading. And that again is where Shasta Regional Medical Group comes in, because you get all this education and information that is usable and digestible for your own life. And if you don't have a primary care provider, we now have a resource. Because in the past, it was like, okay, yes, you have these problems.
let's take go writing, for example, oh, your EKG looks a little off, because we also do ladies night where we offer all the testing.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm. and I love that event as well.
Yes.
That is so good, Lynanne.
It's free.
Yeah.
And all the things about you that, you know, are looking great or not looking so great, but you have to do something with that information. And where we were feeling so helpless for the community is that then it was up to them to go to their primary care provider.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a primary care provider. Luckily, our amazing Dr. Khan was willing to step in and do what he can for the women that needed support. But typically, you have to have a referral for those kinds of follow-ups. And now we are going to be more able to give that support. After
well, when you do ladies' events. Night at the Shasta Regional Medical Group area, last year I witnessed, I sat there and witnessed, there must have been, I don't know if it was a family of sisters or a family, and the Dr. Khans took questions and questions mm-hmm. and questions, and it went on, like, I don't know how long, longer than it has in the past, and they kept asking questions to the doctors, and it was the most informative, beautiful thing to see happen, where they took away great knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That where do you get that when you're talking to some of your leading surgeons and whatever, and they're just having this informative question and answer period about something that maybe they're worried about, like you know, heart attacks and strokes that have happened within the females of their family, so on and so forth. So we commend Shasta Regional for doing these things, for you doing the breast cancer awareness and doing that free.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this Go Reading that's coming up February 13th. Mark your calendar. Now, Gina, you have been, how long have you been with Shasta Regional?
Oh, almost 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah. We started out as roommates, actually.
Yeah, I know.
We shared an office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That kind of roommate.
Yeah. We shared an office.
Not college besties. No.
Really a roommate.
I walked into a welcome sign and this big, beautiful smile, and I was like, wow.
Do you ever not smile?
Yes. Yes. Gina's work has been so incredible to watch, because she has evolved from her original position into leading these medical groups to what they're becoming. And I need to put in the words, because that's my job, but to find the words to articulate the amount of work that she has put in to straighten up, honestly, the mess that she walked into originally several years ago at the medical groups to get it kind of sorted out and back on its feet. And now we were at a place where we can now help more people in our community. Kudos to her and her team. I mean, she does an outstanding job.
With an incredible team.
All right.
I will add that I can't do this alone. Our team.
Okay. So, like, what's a typical day look like for you?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, you come into work. I want to hear, like, okay.
Well, she does a radio show.
She does.
And then
typical day. Is there a typical day? You know, it is a lot of, I would have to say it is a lot of answering questions. We're really, because we have two locations, you know, one of the biggest things is getting everyone to act as one. And we have an incredible team. I have an incredible leadership team that really helps guide that ship. And so I think for all of us, just really a high patient standard, you know, also, to what you had said before about being at the hospital and not, you know, not knowing that feeling. I would have to say that I think that goes to the same with seeing the doctor at all. And so when we're talking about, you know, how we greet patients, how we help them navigate through the healthcare system. So my day consists of all of that, really, just really helping navigate, really helping put processes. My brain works on processes and procedures. What are we doing? What are we doing well? What are we not doing well? You know, and how can we improve? And so that on top of radio shows and emails and meetings.
It does take a team for anything that you're successful at. You know, you can maybe spearhead it, but your team are the ones that hold up the left and the right. And
absolutely.
The bottom. I mean, you've got to have a good team and one that you can count on.
Incredible.
And one that follows mm-hmm. through when they say they're going to do something, they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's pretty magic when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do a great job. All of them, you know,
the
whole crew.
We have 1 minute, so who wants to finish up?
I will finish up. You know what? I will say, if you're looking for a primary care physician, and, you know, please reach out to us. It's ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. You can go online. You can download a new patient. We have, again, locations in Anderson, 2830 East Street, and in Reading, 1355 East Street, and all are welcome. So
great. Thank
fantastic.
You so much.
Fantastic. Great news.
Yeah, Shasta
Ring
Regional.
The bell on that one.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow is Wednesday, and it's Chamber of Commerce joins us. I'm sure somebody else does. Thursday is Simpson University. Patrick Jones is going to join us. And Friday, we're going to be out at RABA at Plumas Bank.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to be collecting donations to get so veterans can ride free on RABA. So we'll keep you informed, though. Don't forget the ceremony today at Northern California Veterans Cemetery or the Elks Club. Have a wonderful day. God bless.